NH Mobile.
Morning, Fred.
KO4NH. Morning, Patrick. How you doing?
Good. I'm down the mountain safely and trying to get to the next stop.
I'm now leaving my job from letting my HR department know that my level ups do.
I missed that last little part there.
I said I'm actually heading home now. I'm actually going to stop by first along the way, but I'm heading back to my QTH town to, after letting my HR department know I got a level up due.
Not sure what the level up, I believe is what you said it was.
Moving up with job titles.
Congratulations.
3.5 years in the making.
When something finally comes together and works your way, isn't it?
You know.
Still gonna have to work nights?
Maybe not, but I did their little shift change thing, and I'm hoping to be on the evening shift.
Get it. Maybe not right away, but eventually, pretty soon afterwards, anyway.
So I still got the paperwork saying that they're supposed to be moving me to a second shift anyway.
I hope it all works out the way you want it to.
Don't worry, you'll know the day I come on, like 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. or something. Just, getting really tired. Hey, Patrick?
I'm just running the normal route. I don't know of anything exciting in the works, so try to stir up as much business as I can. It's been slow.
New spots?
That's Wednesdays where I got my new shops at.
He'll pick up for you real quick then.
It's been slow the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks now.
Yeah, I definitely hope it picks up for you then, Patrick.
Eventually, it's just, I don't know, I think everybody's gotten scared and I've had a lot of customers move out to other jobs. Because there's so much competition for technicians right now. It's hard for the little mom and pop shops that I'm dealing with mostly to compete.
With my industry right now, they're, as you know, I'm a robot tech for Drive, so they're trying to, I got like all sorts of different interviews and stuff going on. I'm probably going to cancel one today for my level up. They ain't going to be offering me today as much as I'm asking.
If you're looking to make a move, it's the time to make a move in pretty much anything.
I've been getting an absolute absurd amount of emails from all sorts of different companies.
I know what you mean. I still get guys calling me wanting me to come back turning wrenches for them. Honestly, some of them are awful tempting. They're getting some crazy money right now.
I can only imagine, man. I don't work in that field, but from everything I heard from my dad, whenever he was in it, I can honestly only imagine with what's going on right now.
So if you got skills and you can prove it and you can produce, you can name your price.
I'm gonna have to keep that in mind. Think about Chad KO4NUE making you an antenna.
Me a Slim Jim antenna last week. I haven't got a chance to try it out. I got to get some more coax cable. I thought I had a short run, but I've done used it up.
I think I heard you two talking about it one day. One day I was like, what in the world? Chad makes antennas now?
He is in a little bit of everything.
I can tell that. I kind of wish I was there for action last night. There was like 5 different people that wanted in.
To getting it put up where I can try it out, but I gotta wait for the coax to get here.
Tune for VHF, UHF?
Tune for UHF, VHF on this frequency.
I was about to say, if it was true for HF, there'd be a shop in Hartford that sells RG8S and the every connector pretty much that you need.
Well, you could tune one for it if you needed it.
I'll go to Hartford and get my HF RG8S coax, but I mainly sell them Hartford for VHF, UHF.
Different guys, me, Daniel, Tom, and like four or five others. I can't remember everybody.
That's amazing, but I don't know. As simple as it is, I just got my hands on the Yagi from the ham fest in Gaskin.
I want a mast and 2 meter and a 440 antenna and rotator from H8, I can't remember his name, one of the silent keys recently, and I haven't got it put up yet, so I'm working on that.
AK by chance?
That's it. I'm sorry, I couldn't remember his name.
Okay, 64 AK G5SK, yeah, he's, I've got a lot of his stuff too. So I've met Gary. Gary's a fella. I like him though.
He called me yesterday. I'm trying to help him get rid of some of the tools that AK had down there in the basement.
Help him out with those CB radios. He's got, I got a buddy of mine that's in the CB. I'm trying to get him to get his hands off, but I told him flat out, we don't know if it works or anything.
I was over there getting that mast and antenna. They had piles of stuff in there. I mean, it's just unbelievable the amount of radio equipment that he had in that basement.
I think there was a power supply that AK has, a 40 amp power supply by Diamond. It's a switching power supply. Man, let me tell you what. When I get this freaking converter from European to US, it's going to be game on.
He's got a lot of stuff in there that a lot of people could use and benefit from if they would just put the effort into looking for it and asking Gary about it, because he knows about what all is there.
Some of it for a PL259 connector, say. I need a couple, but he only had the outer shrouds and half the center pieces. And I pretty much used the whole thing. I would have liked to have my hands on a couple of pieces, but at the ham fest, I was getting Gary hand, and he sold all sorts of stuff, man. I mean, I had stuff that Gary didn't even know he had.
It's amazing what you can pack away and don't realize what you got.
That's on a old ARRL book about getting technician tests and general and extra and all that. Man, they got a lot of good, it's got a lot of good information, more good information than the book I got for my license recently.
What I can do about getting one of the radios that he had.
Yeah, ICOM 7300 and the other ICOM all-around radio, I don't remember the model number, but it's basically this ICOM VHF, UHF, and HF radio, and I'd love to get my hands on that 7300, but I know if I get that, I'm never going to use my SC9918 ever.
Go with a 706 Mark IIG.
So at least to my knowledge, because it's a, I don't want to check that with Gary, though, because it didn't get sold at the ham fest, but he still has them.
Talked to him yesterday about them.
Yeah. Man, let's say what, though. AK had a lot of good stuff, and I'm hearing all these good stories from both Gary and his widow, Teresa. They're a heck of a, he was a heck of a guy from what I heard. I kind of wish I could have met him, but man, I kind of regret the fact that I really didn't take the time to have a Q-Sale with
him. Plan for today.
Let's go to the grocery store today, pick up a couple things, go home, and take a nice meal today. I got Last night was a disaster, or for lack of better term, or lack of terms I want to say, but last night was a heck of a night at work, and I got my butt kicked at 6 ways from Sunday, so I'm taking it easy until I get done to the grocery store, which, speaking of, I'm actually at my destination.
You got your butt kicked at work, that makes it a rough night.
That is, learned a couple things, and I messed up a couple things, but you know what, I still fixed it all.
I found out that's how you get better at what you do. You make those mistakes, you learn from them, you fix it, and move on.
The funny part, the part I'm giggling about is, they have a specialist for flu, and I was working on one of the flu systems last night, man. That thing kicked my butt, my supervisor's butt, the new guy's butt, which he's very mechanically inclined. It kicked his butt, and one of the guys that's been there as long as me, it kicked all four of our butts, and the flu specialist came in and was like, I think it's this, and well, lo and behold, it was that. Live and learn, I guess.
I know the same thing with working on cars. I've had some of them just wear me out. And then somebody else walk up, all right, it's right here. And you're just like, really?
I was aiming for all the easy stuff first, but by the end of it, my hands were extremely sticky. I spent like at least 10 minutes in the bathroom just trying to get all the glue off my hands.
I have to say 7-3s. I'm almost to my next stop, and I'm going to have to pay attention here. I've got schools I want to go through. So you take care out there. Have a good day, and I'll keep an eye out for you later. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Patrick, hope you have a great day, and I hope today pretty good for you, man. I hope it picks up for you. 7-3, hope you have a great day. KO4NH, I'll be clear.